Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your upper deck or lower deck, Manscaped has got what you need. And when you use my special promo code NATS at manscaped.com, you can take 20% off plus free shipping. So go to manscaped.com, enter promo NATS, and take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Lane Thomas is activated and Victor Robles has been designated for assignment. What does that mean for the Nats? I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. I am so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. Today's episode is also streaming on 102.9. The Game. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the inevitable. I think we saw the writing on the wall that this is just not the time for Victor Robles on the Nationals. He's never lived up to the hype. I don't think he's ever lived up to his true potential. And now, hopefully he can, you know, find a home somewhere else and be a big contributor. I know oftentimes that just a change of scenery or zip code can often be what the doctor ordered. And at the end of the day, I wish Victor Robles nothing but the best. But Lane Thomas joining the team yet again, I look forward to seeing what he has hitting primarily to see if he can get some more contributions. All things considered, I think the Nationals have been doing pretty good. You know, you take a look, they took 2 of 3 from the Mariners. They're taking on the Braves today, which will be a big opponent as well. It's been an up and down season, all things considered, but I think, you know, we take a look at it, the Nationals as of late have been playing a bit better. In other news as well, Cade Cavalli's next rehab start will come with High A Wilmington sometime this week per Davey Martinez, likely either Wednesday or Thursday. So everything is coming together at just the right time. Cade Cavalli is making steps in his return. That could be a game changer for the Nationals. We saw the great pitching performances from Trevor Williams out there. We saw a good performance from Mackenzie Gore. And, you know, Patrick Corbin, well, Patrick Corbin is Patrick Corbin, and I've learned never to expect too much from him. But talking about, you know, all that's going on with the Nationals here as of late. And we'll start here with the Lane Thomas and Victor Robles deal here. The Nationals offense has received a boost with the activation of Lane Thomas from the 10-day IL after recovering from a left MCL sprain. Thomas, who was the Nats' top offensive player last year, had been sidelined since April 23rd due to the injury. Following approximately a month of rehabilitation, he has been cleared to play in games this week, having made 4 rehab appearances with AA Harrisburg during his rehab. He recorded a 4-for-13 performance with 2 doubles, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, 2 RBIs, 2 stolen bases, 2 runs scored. Oh my, I'm looking forward to having this guy back on the team and an outfield assist. Expressing his excitement about returning to the team, Thomas stated, "Feels great, feels good to be back with all of our guys physically. I feel good, so I'm just excited to get back in there. As a Nationals fan, I am excited as well. Despite his slow start this year, Thomas's impressive performance at the plate in 2023 has raised expectations for his return. In 22 games with the Nats this season, he has maintained a 184 batting average with a 503 OPS, 2 home runs, 10 RBIs, and 11 stolen bases. Again, Lane Thomas is the one guy I would say that despite we have the fact that we have great outfielders in the future, I think that Lane Thomas could find his way even with those big names coming. Thomas is set to be in today's starting lineup, batting second and playing right field. Regarding Thomas's return, manager Davey Martinez highlighted the positive impact, stating the biggest thing is that we got Lane back from the IL, so we had to make a decision. But the upside on it that Lane is back, he's healthy, he's good to go, and he's playing right field today. However, Thomas's activation required a corresponding move to free up a roster spot. After much speculation about the roster crunch with the outfielder's return, the decision ultimately led to the designation for assignment of Victor Robles, concluding his 11-year tenure with the organization. Martinez shared his sentiments about the decision, acknowledging the emotional aspect and stating, "It was definitely emotional. These are always the toughest days when you have to lose a player, especially a guy like Vic, who I've known for so many years and helped us win a World Series. It was tough. It was really tough. All I could tell him is I wish him the best and to keep going." Similarly, Robles' season has been plagued by early injury setbacks. After being limited to 36 games in 23 due to his back issues, the 27-year-old outfielder landed on the IL on April 4th with his left hamstring strain. Despite challenges, he returned to the lineup on May 10th in Boston and made an immediate impact with a 2-for-4 performance, contributing to the Nats' 5-1 win over the Red Sox. However, subsequent performances did not meet expectations, with errors and miscues affecting his gameplay. Martinez emphasized the impact of injuries on Robles' form and expressed hope for his resurgence, stating, "A lot of it for me had to do with injuries. It really did. I mean, he'd come back and he was changed and did some things for me. He's got to find what his identity is. He really does. Hopefully he does that." Acknowledging the tough decisions faced due to the emergence of young outfield prospects, Martinez reiterated the need to make difficult choices when multiple talented outfielders are in the system. James Wood, hint, hint. Robles, once a highly touted prospect, faced challenges in realizing his potential due to injuries and mental miscues, which have impacted his performance and legacy with the Nats. "We do have a lot of young outfielders that are coming. They're still a little bit away, but they're getting closer. So when you have to have that many outfielders in your system, tough decisions have to be made," Martinez said. So, you know, tough questions for the Nats, of course. We would like Victor Robles being a good player and being a key contributor, but that is just not in the cards for Victor. Unfortunate, but it is what it is. All right, so coming up here straight ahead, I will do my best to cover the games, the last three games against the Mariners, and talk about the highs and lows. I'll do it next. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using code NATS for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here, the boys are back in town. Take care of your grooming needs with Manscaped. Their trimmers are equipped with skin-safe technology and unique features. Start with the 3.0 for basic trimming, and then work to the 4 and 5.0 for a more advanced grooming experience. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. That's promo code NATS for 20% off at manscaped.com. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, simulcast on the Believe in Nationals podcast feed, talking about the weekend and the Nationals quite a weekend, all things considered, as the Nationals took pretty good care of the Seattle Mariners, a team that's pretty good. And, you know, I had some questions, but they did a good job. The Washington Nationals offense seemed to have struggled before Thursday's day off, despite having three off days earlier in the month. The team had lost 9 of their last 11 games and had scored 2 or fewer runs in 7 of those games. However, their fortunes changed in the game against the Seattle Mariners, where they secured a 6-1 win. That was in game number 1. Luis Garcia, I can't say enough about what a changed man he has been this season, ignited the Nats offense with a 3-run home run in the 4th inning, followed by K-Bert Ruiz's 2-run homer in the 6th and Eddie Rosario's home run in the 8th. Their offense outburst was a welcome change after the team's recent struggles. Again, wow, I mean, a big turnaround for Luis Garcia, and I'm also going to say K-Bert Ruiz, who we know has been in a bit of a funk. So all things considered, pretty good. Pitcher Mackenzie Gore also played a key role in the Nats' victory, delivering a strong performance on the mound. Despite giving up an early home run, Gore displayed resilience and composure, ultimately finishing the game with an impressive showing. I liked it. Let's build on that. So an impressive win for the Nats, a good game for Mackenzie Gore, Luis Garcia, and K-Bert Ruiz kind of stand out for me. In game number 2, the Nationals exhibited a strong performance, securing a 3-1 victory over the Mariners and clinching a series win. Manager Davey Martinez's strategic decisions during a pivotal sequence in the 7th inning significantly contributed to the team's success. Trevor Williams, another guy. Who is this guy? I mean, I think that pretty much everyone had him labeled for dead, and let's get him out of here, has been pretty clutch for the Nationals. Starting pitcher Trevor Williams delivered an impressive performance, allowing only 1 run over 5 innings. The bullpen maintained the momentum, and the team capitalized on the offense opportunities to secure the win. Manager Davey Martinez made an astute decision, including timely pinch hitting and base running maneuvers, which ultimately propelled the Nats to victory. These strategic moves, coupled with solid pitching and clutch hitting, highlighted the team's cohesive and resilient approach. It was key. And not only that, not just the starting pitching, but Dylan Floro extended his scoreless streak, showcasing the team's overall strength and depth. Williams' consistent and dominant pitching performance continues to raise expectations, as he has yet to allow more than 3 runs in any of his 10 starts. Quite impressive. So you take a look at it. Also, Josiah Gray is making his way back. The Nats pitcher Josiah Gray took a significant step in his recovery from a flexor strain in his right elbow by facing live batters for the first time in over 6 weeks. Gray, who has been on the injured list since mid-April, expressed the joy at being able to compete and emphasized the importance of the day in his rehabilitation process. You take a look at that, coupled with the fact that we talked about Cade Cavalli is edging closer to a return as well. I think things are looking up for the Nationals. Davey Martinez highlighted the team's cautious approach to Gray's recovery, prioritizing his physical condition and pitching mechanics to prevent further injury. Despite initial frustrations with the length of his rehab program, Gray has come to appreciate the incremental progress made each day. That's the big thing. So, all things considered, it's been good news talking about the Nats. Game 3, the rubber match of the game against the Mariners, not so much. The game presented significant fluctuations in momentum over the final hour of play, from the Nats' lackluster performance at the plate to a potential comeback sparked by C.J. Abrams' 3-run homer in the 7th. However, a shaky top of the 8th inning and a rare breakdown by reliever Dylan Floro ultimately led to a 9-5 loss to the Mariners. Despite the loss, the Nationals secured a series win before heading to Atlanta. Martinez acknowledged the team's late offensive effort, stating, "We put some good at-bats together late in the game. We just couldn't finish today." He also recognized Abrams' struggles in May following an impressive performance in April, emphasizing the challenges of maintaining consistency. The game also saw starting pitcher Patrick Corbin facing challenges, surprise, surprise, as he struggled to contain the Mariners' offense, particularly in the top of the fourth. Despite his efforts, Corbin's performance was not as effective as desired, as he was once again plagued by the home run ball. All things considered, I'm going to say it was a good weekend. You know, you take a look at it, taking two of three from the Mariners, and they're going to be taking on the Braves here, well, really soon, that I think things are looking up. That coupled with the fact of Josiah Gray showing signs of improvement, also Cade Cavalli inching his way towards his return, and, you know, surprises, Luis Garcia being clutch, and also K-Bear Ruiz. Pleasant surprises. I'm going to take a look at the positive over the negative, and I'm going to say all things considered, the Nationals are in a positive position. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, and I'll talk to you again next time.